lovely. So lovely, Marla. My ray of sunshine.
Oh, thank you, Joey.
Let me be the first to welcome you back from Africa. By the way, when you were in Africa, did you get a good look at General Rommel?
Well, I tell you, Charlie, I sort of got a glimpse of him.
A glimpse of him?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Putting on his track shoes.
Whoa. Martha, what was the most thrilling experience you had over there?
Well, there was one tall, blonde sergeant.
No.
He was the grandest.
No.
He was so handsome.
Stop. No. Martha.
I see what you mean. Well, I lost my head.
Fun, isn't it?
Oh,
great. Seriously, Martha, your trip was a real accomplishment, and I think the whole country agrees that you've done a very fine thing.
Well, it was a great trip and a real pleasure, Edgar. You know, those boys of ours over there are the finest in the world. And I'd go back tomorrow if they let me.
Back in?
Yes, Charlie.
Tell her about our trip to the Aleutians.
No, never mind about that.
Well, I'll tell her then. There I was, Martha, knee-deep in glaciers and cinnamon bears. Yum, yum, yum. Those delicious cinnamon bears. I was hacking my way through ice.
Ever hacking?
Yeah, I was had a nasty cough at the time.
Charlie, never mind the Aleutians.
All right. I'll tell you about my trip to Africa. I was...
Now, wait a minute, McCarthy. Wait a minute.
Camel.
When did you ever go to Africa?
Well, I'll tell you.
Were you in Casablanca?
Stop pushing me, will you? In Casablanca? I was in the outskirts of it.
How about Tripoli?
The inskirts. No. No, I must confess, I was in the darkest Africa.
Oh, so how did you like it?
Oh, I don't know. It was so dark I couldn't see a thing. Spent most of the time stalking lions.
Stalking lions?
Yeah.
Why, you couldn't even stalk celery.
Kick it all. Africa, how I love it here. I know it backwards.
Yeah, that's just the way you're describing it, backwards.
You know, Martha, you and I ought to go to Africa together sometime. Wouldn't it be romantic?
What do you mean romantic?
Well, just think. You could be a desert princess.
Oh, yes, I'm such a pretty little thing I am.
And I could be a wealthy American who comes and rescues you.
Oh, yes. But remember, Charles, you are of the West, and I am of the East.
We
are. And never the grain shall meet.
Well, never mind the queen. We'll travel the trailer.
Well, never mind the trailer. We'll go by dromedaries.
So those two intrepid travelers, Way and McCarthy, ride off on the Quade route from Hubalaba to Babaluba and back to Hubalaba again.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. I think my camel's got the hiccups.
What's the matter, Charlie? Having trouble with your camel?
Well, I don't know. This desert station wagon and with the bumpy skyline is giving me a headache. Say, what are camels descended from? Horses or zebras?
Well, don't let it get around, Charlie.
No.
They're really giraffes with dumplings. But of course, we natives call them ships of the desert.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting seasick of them anyway. Oh, this headache.
Well, maybe if you change camels, you'd feel better.
Do you think so, my dear? My desert flower and my hummingbird.
Well, yes, my love. Just wait, and I shall call the camel changer.
Do.
Me, Ahmed Bey, I'm at the service of the flower of the desert.
What are you doing,
Ahmed?
Playing the flute with one hand.
Why only one hand?
So I can hold my nose with the other.
Charlie, this is our new camel caretaker, Ahmed Bey.
I knew a fellow in Cairo by the name of Bey. He was a big fat fella.
Oh, yes, that's my brother, Eli Bey.
Mr. McCarthy? You know, he has a nasty headache Mickey is.
I am.
Do not worry. I can fix that with a native herb.
Would you please?
Give this guy an aspirin, will you?
Oh, well, come on now. We better move on. We do it whoever now. We had a quarter joke. It's Belkin.
Egad, is it that late already? How far is it to Hoobalaba? I knew we'd have
trouble with it. Oh, aren't you say 3 days as a sand fly?
Oh, yes, those sand flies, yes. Say nothing of those sand fleas. Ouch! Little rascal, they
I do not want to alarm you, but that notorious bandit, Arlie Ben Bergen, is on the loose again.
Hell, no, not Arlie Ben Bergen!
Yes!
Fear not, I'll handle him.
Oh, you're so brave, you are. You're so brave. You know, you're afraid of nothing.
That's right. I'm afraid of nothing. Of course, if it comes to something, that's different.
Well, there's really nothing to worry about, love. Arlie Ben Bergen isn't within miles of here, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so I'm mistaken. So what?
It's too late now. Here he comes.
Stand your swing around or I'll shoot you by yump and yimmy.
No, please, Bergen, no.
By yump and yimmy.
No, please, no. No, you did that last week, Bergen. That's enough. You did it last week.
Yeah, but I got laughs, though.
Give him an inch and he thinks he's an actor.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry.
Now, go on out and come in the right way. As an Arab, all right.
Stand right where you are, or I'll let you have both barrels. I've got you covered with a sawed-off shotgun. Oh, darn it.
What's the matter?
I sawed off the wrong end.
Oh, Ben Ollie. You know, you may be a bandit, but you sure are handsome, you are.
Thank you, miss. Tonight I shall rob all the men and kiss all the women.
You can't do that.
Quiet, you grade three mop handle. Hey, let him run this robbery his own way, will you? Oh, come on. Kiss me, the Arabian fool.
Oh, you are a pretty thing.
Oh, you say such nice things. I'm so tired of it all.
Very well, I shall kiss you. How did you like that?
You better go back and get the Swede.